The information and stories in this podcast are for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only. Content provided should not be taken as relationship or sexual advice. We are not experts. Explicit language and frank descriptions of sex are discussed. This podcast is for adults only. Listener discretion is advised. Hello and welcome to another week of the Almost Swingers podcast. This is Gabby and Owen, and this is episode 6, where if you have read the title, you will see we're talking about Secrets Hideaway Resort and Spa. But before we get into that, how was your week, babe?
My week was pretty good. I saw some drama with one of my favorite content creators, Charlie Moist Critical.
Oh yeah.
With his beef with Sneeko, and it pretty much kind of goes into the kind of swinger, but more kind of cuck.
Yeah.
Type scenario.
He doesn't know what swinging is. The way he described it and his experience, and also the fact that he just does his whole alpha male thing, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
But Moist Critical Charlie, he is a YouTuber.
He's a Twitch streamer,
like, yeah. And YouTuber. And he kind of criticized Sneeko, who is another content creator, about liking cuties.
Yes,
Netflix.
Yeah, it's basically a movie where they hypersexualize children, and basically like the children actors not watching it, not going to watch it.
Well,
the
reviews, Netflix got a lot of heat and had to take it down immediately.
Yeah, the reviews basically told you what you needed to see. It's just very disgusting. And Sneeko said that it was his favorite movie, which is just a bold-faced lie. Like, who the fuck would say that's their favorite movie?
And Charlie being Charlie did a hot take on him and kind of criticized him heavily for it.
Yeah.
For his take. And then Sneeko got very offended and went after Charlie and his girlfriend.
His girlfriend, yeah.
And Charlie, in retaliation, brought up an interview where Sneeko talks about how he went to a sex party, like a swingers party, and basically entered a room. His girlfriend started to play with another guy and saw about 3 pumps in. He couldn't do it, left the room.
He was traumatized, apparently. His words.
But then did the same thing like 2 more times.
No, 4.
Four
he,
more
he
times.
Said they went to like 4 more parties in the next 2 weeks.
And just seemed like, so in this scenario, this just shows where clear communication, going at a slow pace, not just full throttle into the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And then, you know, boundaries and communication is pretty up there.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'll play the devil's advocate in the fact that even when, because we've been following that for like a really long time, and not to spend too much of the episode on this, but the reason why he suggested swinging is because in his relationship with his girlfriend, he is allowed, well, not allowed, he openly goes and fucks other women.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's why. That's why he, okay, so that's what happened. He does the whole Andrew Tate model where he's a macho alpha male, and he's like, I can have a woman and also go out and fuck other women, even though he says he loves his girlfriend. And he said that he doesn't think that it's fair that his girlfriend is not allowed to go out and fuck other men. But he wasn't about to let her do that by herself. So he, you know, thought about swinging, and just how the fact that seeing it traumatized him, but he did it a lot more. And so, like, Charlie makes a lot of jokes about him being a cuck, which does in a sense make sense, because if you go to a swinging party, you're uncomfortable. And in the podcast that he talked about this on, he said it wasn't for him, but then he continued to do it 4 more times.
Right.
Are you a glutton for punishment?
And it also sounds like at no point did you discuss it with your significant other and set boundaries. So if I leave a room, you know,
yeah,
that's cue that I feel uncomfortable. Can you follow me? And, you know, kind of check in with me.
Yeah, he straight up said he didn't think about that. He just left her in the room with the other couple and was like, good thing she followed me out. I didn't even think of that. And I just don't understand that. Like, it's one thing to, it's fine to have like a cuck kink or to be a cuck, but he vehemently denies enjoying being cuckolded. But it just, it doesn't go along with the story he told.
It sounds like humiliation is a part of it. And you very defensively say it's not, but you keep doing it.
Right.
So I don't,
It just, it doesn't go along. It doesn't go along
doesn't make
with
sense.
His brand.
Yeah, if you're a cup and that's what you like.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
Do it.
But how was your week?
My week, it's been, well, you know, I was out of town last week. I'm back in town this week, but I have to go out of town again Monday. That's always a little hard for me because I really miss you a lot, but you were awesome with FaceTiming me until I fell asleep every night. That's not what I intended to happen, but I appreciated it. But yeah, no, I had to go back out of town for work. And so I really felt bad that we got the episode out late. Because I had to go out of town, so we didn't, and like our work schedules didn't like line up, so it was like a little bit hard. But I'm glad to be back. I'm a little sad to have to leave again, but I'm gonna be, you know, I'll be back home soon. The hardest thing has been staying on eating right and exercising.
You know, it's crazy with my schedule.
Yeah,
just trying to get to the gym.
Yeah, it's been rough, but we're working on it. Because we got to prepare for your birthday trip. So
yep, and we're actually going to what we're talking about today.
Secrets Hideaway Resort and Spa.
So, yeah, swapping at Secrets.
Let's get into it.
So, kind of just touching on the location of Secrets and things like that. So, it's in Kissimmee, however you want to pronounce it.
It's in Florida.
Right, pretty much in Orlando. Location-wise, Kissimmee doesn't have a whole lot that I saw kind of in the general area. It was just kind of residential, I guess you would say. No real like nightlife outside of what kind of Secrets and things like that. And actually pulling up to Secrets, I could have easily passed it if I didn't see that like the sign.
Yeah, I remember you asked like three times, you're like, is this it? Is this it? We turned in and we're like, I don't think this is it. Is this, let's just go inside and see.
Yeah. And for context, it was a Ramada Inn before they kind of transformed it into Secrets, and then it kept kind of morphing into what it is today.
Right.
But yeah, the exterior definitely looks like an old school hotel. And like, what would you kind of, your view on it?
It definitely gave hotel vibes because, yeah, like it.
Well, I say hotel, but it's motel since
the
access.
Yeah, on the outside. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I always think about that. Yeah, but it kind of gave like that sort of vibe. And I think too, a part of the reason why we were confused was because in the front, there are not a lot of cars, but that makes sense because everybody tries to park in front of their room. So when we came around, we saw like a lot of cars and we're like, oh, okay. Like it doesn't, it is. Hideaway is very correct for the name because you have to know what you're looking for it to make sense. Because I think I might have like DoorDashed or Uber Eats Starbucks the next morning, like when we were hungover. And I felt so bad because the people, they were like, we were driving around and we couldn't find it. Because they had no idea what they were looking for. Because I just gave them they only had the address and they had to come to the front. So yeah, no, if you know what you're looking for, then you'll find it. But yeah, it gave like Ramada Inn vibes. Yeah.
Yeah. And kind of going into the cost of kind of what our trip was when we went, the deposit was $250, which was refundable. Then they also, once we were checking in, kind of made us pay for the entry fees for Friday and Saturday, since those were kind of like the bigger events.
Yeah.
Because we got there on a Thursday.
Right.
And there wasn't really much going on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday was $30. Saturday was $35 for the entry fee. And then there was a membership fee that you can pay for the month, 3 months, 6 months, a year. But it'll be about $35 a month.
Yeah.
And then I believe our room was about $150 for that weekend, and it was Valentine's weekend, so it was, I think it was a little bit of a higher charge for the room than it normally would.
It was an interior room that faced the pool.
Right, and rooms can vary from about $65 to $300, and the $300 ones were like suites where you had like a kind of like a kitchenette and all, like kind of a separate living room area. Mm-hmm. I think they had stripper poles, like the 007.
And some of them, yeah. Some of them had swings. Would you consider those BDSM swings?
Yeah. And each room kind of, you'll see, has its own themes as you get to the more pricier ones, just because they're all individually owned and operated. So there's Purple Rain room. There's a room that's kind of like a pirate cave.
Yeah.
There's a room with a meteor tub or something. That's the one I keep trying to get.
Is that the one? Because am I confused? Isn't there a room that's shaped like a cave?
I think that's the one that has the meteor.
Is it? I want to experience that room at some point.
Yeah. There's some fun rooms in there, but it all kind of sells out pretty quick, especially if it's a holiday weekend or if there's like a big event going on.
Yeah, those 4th of July's, Halloween, New Year's, Valentine's Day, those are, you got to book quick.
Yeah. And we booked, what, 3-4 months in advance for this one?
Yeah.
And there was only about 5 rooms left. We were looking at interior rooms, but there weren't any good ones that we felt comfortable with available. And so we just kind of settled on an exterior room. So we'll see kind of how that goes.
Yeah, this time.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And then as far as keys for the rooms, is actually a wristband that's rubber. So you don't really have to worry about it too much since it is kind of clothing optional.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the interior of the resort, exterior, obviously you have to have clothes on because you can be seen from the streets or from other properties and things like that.
Yeah.
But as far as near the pool,
clothing optional.
Yeah, it's whatever you want. I would basically kind of sum up the vibe as probably like a 2-star hotel, motel kind of feel. Not really 3 or 4 or 5-star, not really kind of upper tier. I feel like some of the rooms, it could push for those 3 and 4 stars, but, you know, cleanliness and things like that, it does lack in some areas. I know we had to end up going to a Dollar General or Dollar Tree nearby and kind of getting some cleaning materials and just kind of clean the room ourselves.
Yeah.
And then use some of our own bedspread.
Yeah, it was just like a couple of things. Like, I was still working when we got there. So I just kind of noticed some things. Like when I moved the bar chairs, there was like a ring because like everything else around it was very dusty. And so that wouldn't have been like such like a bother to me if I had remembered to bring my sandals, like another pair of sandals. Like I had my outside pair, but I didn't have like an inside pair. So when I was walking around barefoot and I hopped in the shower, I noticed that my feet were like really, really, really dirty. And I was like, ah, no, I hated that. So we ended up having to, like get some wipes. And I think just like the bed, I think when we stayed at like sort of more upscale hotels like the Westin or the Sheraton, you know, you know what you're paying for, you know, in terms of like the bedding, the mattress and everything. I think we did both say that the springs in the mattress sort of pressed into our backs.
Yeah, you could kind of feel every single spring.
Yeah, and I hate spring mattresses.
Yeah, and not to kind of knock on them too hard or anything like that. Again, it is individually owned, so it's kind of up to whoever owns those rooms
to maintain them
and kind of see how much they're going to spend on kind of furniture, mattresses, things like that. Yeah. It wasn't bad.
Yeah,
it was just kind of average to below average.
Yeah, and I think that's also too, like, going into the fact that for the most part, you're not going to be in your room. Like, it's not like you're staying in a hotel where you're going to be in the room the whole time. But like, yeah, like you said, I wouldn't knock them for that just simply because it's up to the owner to maintain it. And I think, too, like everyone at that time was still pretty much recovering, like with COVID and everything. Like, I get it. It's hard to find employees.
And then also workers. We've been in worse accommodations with like.
Yes.
With the lifestyle. We've we've been to a hotel where the door was rusted pretty much on the inside. The switches seem like they're from the 60s.
The look on your face was just absolutely, when we stay in places like that, it was just like, do I want to actually be? Oh, yeah, no.
And in that scenario, I remember kind of looking at other hotels nearby.
Yeah, in the area.
Yeah, so, but we stayed, we had a good time. Would not stay back at that very particular hotel, but that was a separate story.
Yeah.
But with this one, I wouldn't knock it too hard. I know for the next time we go coming up, mm-hmm. I think we already had in our mind just kind of stop at a grocery store or something along the way.
Yeah.
And kind of, or a Walmart, and kind of pick up some cleaning supplies and just kind of clean up the room our first night, our first day. And kind of bring our own kind of bedspreads.
Yeah. And like we said, like, once again, in terms of like cleaning supplies, like, nothing, we're not talking about anything heavy duty, like maybe like a Swiffer or something to get the floors clean. Stuff that would take us 30 minutes. We do tend to be like a little bit like, at least, well, I feel like you more so are better at keeping things clean. Like, I get OCD and get like random cleaning, that might not be OCD, I don't know what that is, like, I just get like little energy bursts to clean or stuff like that. So nothing serious at all, but overall, especially just because like the workers and everyone was so nice, that, you know, made it not really like that big of a deal. We just told ourselves when we go back, we're like, yeah, we'll bring a couple cleaning supplies.
Yeah, I love the staff. Everybody we spoke to was extremely friendly, helpful. Even when we were kind of going to the playrooms, I remember that attendant kind of talking and taking her time to kind of explain things to us and things like that, and show us around.
The bouncer at the gate was very nice. He'd like make jokes every so often. Just everybody there was really nice, and that was what I another thing I just really liked. And
that's the thing. It's not so much the rooms or things like that at events for me. It's more of the vibe.
Yeah.
Of the event, how much fun I'm actually having. Mm-hmm. And I can definitely kind of turn a negative into a positive. And right. For secrets, that's kind of what it was. Since we didn't get one of the rooms that we wanted, the experience was a lot better, though.
Yeah.
The overall experience.
Agree. All right. So going into some other... kind of like some mains of what went on each day. So we went on a Thursday, and that was our coming in day. So we were not really planning to, you know, get into a lot. I don't think they had, they might have like been doing something in the club, but we incidentally like ran into some of our friends from New Orleans, like completely randomly, had no idea they were there. I think we went to the restaurant that was next door. And they came in, and we weren't sure if it was them, and then we realized it was, so we started talking. We went to each other's rooms, we did some shots. That's why you got hungover. It was that fucking Douce and Hennessy. That's what it was.
I think it was a lot of
things. We were mixing alcohols. That's what it was. Okay. Because Owen was really hungover the next day, and I was trying to remember, like, why was he so hungover? But we did, like, a shit ton of shots and mixed drinks that night. But, yeah, like, Thursday was kind of, like, a throwaway day. We were really, also, we drove there. So, it was a 10-hour drive for us. So, we still wanted to, like, hang out. So, we...
And I will not do that again.
We're not doing that again.
Yeah, I will just save up to buy the plane ticket and just get a rental, because that was miserable driving back and there.
You might remember it was doubly horrible driving back for me, for reasons we will explain later.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Your ass had a good time.
Had some recovery. So we went to get a bite to eat after we got into the room. Then we went back to our room. We changed our clothes. We hung out with our friends a little bit. I think that was the day we got to take a look at the dungeon and the playrooms. Now, they were empty because, one, it's a Thursday, but also I think it was a little bit earlier on when they were doing the walkthroughs.
Yeah.
Before they opened it up. So we ended up in the hot tub because for some reason it was, even though it's Florida, it was really cold. It was just really cold that day, that evening. So we ended up in the hot tub. And after that, we, you know, we called it a night, I think around 1, 2 a.m. Day two, we had planned to get up very early. Planned being the operative word. It did not happen. However, one thing that I did remember was waking up at like 6:35. Because just like that club music was blaring at, because we had an interior room. When people tell you that that music is loud, they're not lying to you. They start blasting music, what, at like 6 a.m., 7 a.m.?
Yeah, it was pretty early. And also because the other pool, they're still doing maintenance on it at this time. So we had a room that kind of was second floor and overlooked what's now, I guess, considered the conversation pool, the smaller pool. And the music was just right there, blaring at us.
It was nailing us in the ass. And it was like an alarm clock, which was a little bit nice, but also it was very loud. So we had a little bit of late of a start that morning just because we were both a little bit hungover. Owen was more hungover than I've ever really kind of like seen him in a very long time. So we took our time, and I think we got to the pool around 1 o'clock. Our friends.
We actually got there a little bit early.
Oh no, no. Yeah, that was the day we went around like 11 or 12.
Yeah, because our friends had a cabana.
No. This is Friday.
Oh, this is Friday.
Yeah, Thursday. Remember, Thursday was the day we hung out with them in their room. We saw that they had the Purple Rain room, and we started like throwing back shots.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you take the lead.
I'm sorry. Okay, so, because this is Friday. So, Friday, we went to the pool around 11 or 12. Saturday, we got there later. So, we're at... What?
I'm sorry. Our dog is just kind of, like, staring at us as we do this.
He really is. If y'all heard, like, in the background, that's not me. I am drinking tea, but our dog was sitting... Oh, he's coming back. All right, so it's Friday. We got there around the pool, like around like 11 or 11:30. We were told about like all of the games and things like that they have to give people opportunities to meet each other, hang out, all this stuff. So we're at the hot tub. We're going between the hot tub and the pool. Once that sun starts hitting us, we hop into the pool, and you know the host comes out and he's, you know, hyping everything up, and the vibe was very, very good. I would say until the game started. So the reason for the game is because it was similar to what's the card game? Friends Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity, or like Would You Rather, but with an incestuous tinge to them.
It just kept going into like incest and very gross kind of things. Like, I didn't understand what type of vibe they were trying to create.
Yeah.
And I guess they got the hint after a few rounds.
I remember the couple that was getting it on in the cabana began to stop as the cards got grosser and grosser.
They were like one of the only couples that were really doing anything.
But I like, they really like were focused on each other, and like even when you looked over, like it wasn't like weird or anything, because like they were, you could just see that they were having a good time. And so, not, you know, not trying to dump on the host or anything, because they overall, they did like a really good job. They had a really good energy. It was just this day for the pool party. So we'll give you an example. They was like Would You Rathers of Would you rather drink vomit or watch your parents have sex? It was things like that. And then another one was, would you rather, and I'm going to try not to gag as I read this one, guzzle grandpa's cum, or like some weird shit, like have sex with your, like with like your brother or something. It was really, it just, if I was horny, I immediately lost it.
Yeah, no, I remember the crowd, somebody just yelling, what the fuck?
Yes, I remember that too.
Everybody just kind of groaning, and eventually they finally got
the hint that it wasn't helping anybody. Nobody, like I think everybody kind of cleared out that day around like 2 or 3. And I remember asking you, like, wasn't this party supposed to go till 5? We hung out a little bit longer, but like the vibes were dead after that. So yeah, that was a little disturbing. But yeah, overall, we got some food from, now they do have an on-site restaurant. The people in the restaurant, super, super nice. If they have the ability to do it in their kitchen, they will make it for you. I did the Caesar wrap like 2 days in a row because that shit was delicious to me. I really like their French fries. I like their food overall. Oh, yeah. And then we also did pizza.
Yeah, their food was really good. That pizza, I don't know what they did with it, but it was way too salty.
Oh, do you remember that? The pepperoni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 20 packets of salt and just poured it on there.
Yeah, I do remember that. I remember liking it once I took the pepperoni off.
Yeah.
It was
a bit much, but yeah. Everything else I had from them was really good. Their workers, yeah, like you said.
They were so nice. They brought you your food.
They were hard work. They were working hard.
Yeah, I think we made sure, like, we tipped, like, everybody that we interacted with. Because they were so nice. Like, if it was hot, if it was cold, if they were dealing with, like, a lot of... They never showed it either, because you kind of saw them dealing with, like, some people that had, like, bad attitudes and everything. Mm-hmm. And they just smiled through it. And I was just, like coming from, like, both of us have experienced... Whereas like a lot of people have, I'm sure, in customer service, to keep a smile on your face and like go on to the next person and keep your personality up, that's hard. So I really commend and just love them for that.
Right.
So yeah, so that night was the Pretty in Pink party. One thing that I'm sure a lot of people probably know this, so skip this part if you do already, but all the rooms have large windows and they have blinds and curtains that you can pull. I am the type of person that's pretty much going to walk around my house as I currently am in my underwear and no bra. I put on a t-shirt, but it's very hard to get me to put pants on. So as we're getting ready for the Pretty in Pink party, I got out of the shower, I was drying my hair, and I'm naked. And the windows, the blinds, or nothing is drawn. And so I'm doing my makeup, and then I like look to the side and just notice like a couple of couples looking in. And as I turn and look there, they're like, "Yeah, keep going." And I was confused for a minute. And then I think you pointed out like that the window is open and just being like, "Oh," and just like waving to them. But it was nice. Like everyone was very nice and had like super good energy. So I didn't feel awkward or uncomfortable about it or anything. I just finished doing my makeup. So yeah, that happened. Our neighbors knocked on our door.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Our neighbors knocked on our door, and this was really funny. So if you've ever contoured your face, you know that there's a moment in before you blend your makeup that you kind of looked like a comic book character, not in a good way. And so they knocked on the door and like they said, "Oh, is it okay if we come in?" And I remember saying to them, "Oh, yeah, no, we can like give me 15 minutes. I'm trying to finish contouring my face." And so afterwards, like once I finished my makeup, we did open up the door and we said hi to them. And I remember they were saying, "Oh, thank God. We thought we like creeped y'all out." We were like, "Oh, they had to make up an excuse like doing their makeup." And I was like, "No, it's no." I was looking a little bit like Frankenstein until I finished my makeup. So we talked to them for a little bit. They were like our age, right?
Yeah, they were probably upper 20s, early 30s, mm-hmm. possibly.
And there was, how many couples were in there? Was it two or three?
I want to say three. I want to say, why does it feel like, yeah, it was more than four.
Yeah, it was three couples because I remember the three girls for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But they were like all our age and they were all really nice. And I think this is what just is standing out to me once again at Secrets is that all the people were so nice. And one thing that I also felt was a huge difference was because you're at a resort and you're more than likely planning on staying there for a couple of days, a lot of people weren't like super aggressive or pressuring. to get something out of you that evening, that day, because more than likely we're all staying here multiple days. I'll see you tomorrow. Things like that.
Yeah, it definitely felt like kind of basically how other people kind of described it. Like a spring break for adults.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Because you're kind of just, you're vibing, you're meeting all these people, you're just talking, getting to know them.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of crazy shit is happening as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because that reminds me, like, after we left the room, we ran into this couple, and I loved her outfit. She said, like, she kind of, like, got inspired by Barbie. She was, like, in all pink, but it was all see-through. It was so sexy, and it was so pretty, and her, and I think her husband, so sweet. They were like really nice people. So okay, back to what happened. We went to the Pretty in Pink party, and once again, our resident swinger artist Pitbull was prevalent. Could not escape it. They played Fireball, and of course, at that moment, they were giving out shots of Fireball, and Owen, who absolutely hates Fireball and knows that I hate it too, decided it was a great idea to push me to the front of the bar to get shots of Fireball and encourage other people to give me shots of Fireball.
My memory does not recollect.
It doesn't recollect. That's so crazy. That's
so, don't know what to say.
Shit out of luck.
Just shit out of luck.
And that's where we met this older couple. I think we said maybe they were like in their mid to late 50s.
Yeah, I would say around there.
Okay. Yeah, they were very nice. They were very open. And then we met their, what would you call her?
Third person. She was a single woman that came with them.
Yeah. Yeah. And we ended up going back to their room. We talked to a little bit. They were very like helpful in sort of like teaching us about secrets, like a lot more about secrets and other resorts, and just, they were obviously experienced. They had like, they were packed with food, fruits. They were like cooking in their room, and they fed us and fucked us. is that too raw of a way to put it?
Well, I thought they fucked us and fed us.
Did they fuck us and feed us? I thought that they fed us.
I remember eating after.
I was eating grapes before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. I'm sorry if they only fed you after. How rude. No, I remember, yeah, because I was eating crackers and cheese after, but I had a couple of grapes before. That was the thing. Like, they were the fucking most hospitable people I had ever just fucking met. Like, they were like very nice. So I was with the couple a little bit. And I say like a little bit because the woman in the couple, I guess she didn't want us to feel pressured, since like maybe, I guess within like 20-30 minutes, we like had spoken to them and then we're in their room. But like,
I guess spoken with them, but if you don't remember, we were kind of dancing on the dance floor, and then, like I said, their third was kind of more interacting with us, more so, before we started interacting with them as a whole.
Yeah, yeah. And she kind of, like, explained that, you know, like, oh, if we, a lot of people aren't interested in older couples because they're older. And yeah, I remember just like being like, yeah, no, like we don't have like issues like that or anything. Like I think for the most part, a lot of things don't bother us. Like, age isn't going to bother us really. And I think in the experiences that we've had, and the reason why things haven't happened with certain couples is just because the personalities, like, it starts out good and then, you know, personality show. But they're very nice people. We talked to them for a good long time, and they were really nice. They weren't pressury. So I would say like the woman in the couple sort of like prepared me. She was helping to undress me. The male in the couple, very great accent, talked through like the most of like the sex that was happening, just making sure everything was okay. He liked to switch positions a lot, which was fine. It was just like occasionally, like during the switching, like, he would lose, like, his heart on a little bit. And so I would, like, give him head.
I'm also trying to remember how it all started, too, because...
It started
I remember
randomly.
Because they had two queen-size beds. Mm-hmm. I remember you and him on that side.
Yeah.
With the wife, and then me with the third over here.
Yeah, you started on the bed, and then we're kind of, like, hanging off.
No, I didn't start on the bed.
Y'all didn't?
I started... I was getting head from her. Like, she went down. I mean, you guys kind of started doing what you were doing over there. I remember saying that, and then the wife came over, and I kind of got a slight double blowjob.
Yeah.
Because she was there for, like, a second, and then she went back over there, and kind of, because she kind of stayed to the side.
Yeah.
For the experience, because mm-hmm. I think it was just her time of the month, I think she said, and she was just kind of more being a voyeur to it all, and then... We kind of moved to the opposite bed, and you guys were starting to...
Oh, when I said, like, y'all started on the bed, I thought, like, you were sitting and getting head on the bed. You were standing.
Oh, no, I was standing.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense, then. Because, yeah, that, like, me and the guy, we were making out. He was, like, kissing me. That's why I had grapes. He was putting grapes in my mouth.
Oh, what the fuck?
I'm sorry. They were good.
I just had somebody sit on my face and then squirt on me.
I'm sorry. They were really good grapes, too. But, yeah, so, okay, no, that does make sense. Okay, it's coming back to me now because it was late at night. So, yeah, we're having to recollect. But, yeah, I remember that she gave you head because when we would switch positions and he would sort of lose his heart on and, like, take the condom off, like, I gave him head and then, like, she would give him head as well and then I would give him more head. He'd pop on the next condom and we'd go again. Dude had stamina. Like, age is just a fucking number because he was rearing to go. And, you know, he was very, like, I don't know if this is just me. It might just be me. But it's this thing about, like, size and also the motion of the ocean, as people like to say. I am not the type of person where if you just rail me, I'm literally going to lose my wetness. I don't even know what to call that. Like, I just, it can be painful. And it also just, it doesn't feel great to me when people just, like, you know, what do you fucking call it? Clapping them cheeks, just, you know, like Thomas the Engine. I don't know. He you know, would switch it up. He would go slow. He would go fast. He, you know, would, like, take time to kiss all over my body, things like that. So it was a really good experience overall. What about you?
Like I said, for me, while you were getting grapes.
I'm sorry. I felt like Aphrodite or something just popping. I did feel pampered, I will say that.
But yeah, I went from standing, getting head from them both, and then sitting down laying down on the...
On the bed.
The bed next to you guys. Well, not next to you guys. Mm-hmm. The bed. Because they had two beds.
Yeah.
The other.
They were next to each other. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember her kind of sitting on my face. And then, boom. Squirt.
She was really vocal. She screamed when she squirted.
Oh, yeah. And then she slid on a condom on me. And then we went, kind of missionary.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came again.
Yeah.
I was like, I really couldn't get too many pumps in before she started squirting. So I would say my experience wasn't as lengthy.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it because also while we were kind of fucking, I could kind of look over at you guys.
Yeah, we made eye contact a couple of times during.
Yeah, so that was pretty hot. And we kind of kept trying to change positions on our bed as well. I think she kind of rode me for a little bit. And then after a little bit of that, she had to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys might have taken a break at that point.
Yeah.
And then that's where I got my grapes and ate
yeah.
some.
Yeah, they started feeding you, giving you your crackers and cheese, asking. They had, like, meats. In the, I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember. But they just, they were prepared. And I so appreciated it. But they were just, they were really nice people. And I think when we looked up, it was like 1 a.m. And so we remembered that we did tell our friends we were going to meet up with them. So after that, we were like telling them, you know, we're going to go change and go meet up with some friends that are here. And we said, you know, definitely we'll see y'all around, hopefully in the morning, if not later on.
Right.
And they were like, okay, yeah, we'll see y'all later. Bye. Very, very nice. Very nice people. We met up with our friends and we were going to go in the playroom. We were not about waiting in that line.
No, no. The line was long. And then we kind of noticed that the line to get into Club Swingster mm-hmm. was little to non-existent.
Yep.
So, and you have kind of a BDSM mm-hmm. fetish. So we kind of just automatically shot for there.
Oh, wait. Is that day two?
I thought so.
Yeah, we're not. Well, we're talking. This is Friday.
Oh, okay. See, this is where my head is all mixed up.
Oh, my gosh. That's usually me. I'm so surprised it's you this time. Okay, so what happened at the end of Friday was we couldn't get into the playroom. We weren't waiting in that line. So we went, we changed into our bathing suits and we got in the hot tub. We talked until like 4 a.m. and then we went to sleep. The next day, Saturday, you're trying to skip ahead. That was dungeon night. Okay, it's coming back to you because we had to leave on Sunday and we ended up leaving the dungeon at like 2 a.m.
All right. Yeah, okay. I keep squishing it from 3 days to 2 days.
Yeah. Because okay. It feels like we were there longer than we were. I don't know why in my head it feels like we were there like 5 days, but it was really three.
Right.
But it was just so much happened in those two fucking days that it's rough. So, okay, we went to sleep at 4 a.m. So, Saturday, day two was the day that we got the late start. We ended up getting to the pool around like 12:30. And surprisingly, compared to Friday, it was fucking packed. There was a lot of people there. The vibe was really good. We walked in and then our friends called to us and they had a cabana. They told us to come over and we ended up playing games with them. The host was on Saturday. They were doing like jump roping contests, things with the men. They really did like a good job that day. It was really fun. And so we started like our own game. Like we would do like truth or dare and stuff like that. And I think that's when I remember we won. Because one of them was like, where's the craziest place y'all have ever had sex? And ours was out the door outside of our hotel room. Like we were going into the hotel room and we were like, we fucked on the door. Yes. And then I also remember like we were doing games, like we do like spin the bottle and if it landed on a man, you know, like they'd get a blowjob if it landed on the girl. You know, they'd get kissed all over. And I remember you telling me, you told me something about when me and one of the other, the males and one of the couples that we were in got on the grass.
Okay, yeah. So with this one, I think the card said act out your favorite position and yours was doggy.
Yeah.
So you guys had to get onto the grass right in front of our cabana and kind of act out kind mm-hmm. of doggy style, but not actually like
do it.
So you kind of got on all fours and you're nude at this point.
Yeah.
So you're naked.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he was naked too.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are kind of getting into doggy style, looking like you're actually about to fuck. And I remember kind of seeing even the party guy,
the host,
kind of look over and kind of like, what's going on over there? And everybody kind of looking already before he even said it. Everybody in the pool, everybody on the sides kind of looking over, thinking they're about to get a show. And yeah, because you were on all fours, but you were kind of twerking a little as well.
Oh yeah. No, because he wasn't sure like what he could do. He was like, someone in the group like said something like slap her ass or something like that. He was like, oh well, I don't know what I should do. And so I shook my ass and I was like, oh, I mean, go ahead, slap it, bite it, whatever you want to do. And I can't remember if he, I think he bit my ass. He bit my ass. And like everyone, I heard people going, woo. And then like after that, it was like, I think we did it for like 10 seconds. And then we got up. And then y'all told us about that. And I don't think either one of us had any idea that any of that was fucking going on. But yeah, the Cabana Day was really fun. Now, the thing I would say is that I was really happy we were able to, that like our friends offered up like us hopping in their cabana with them. It was very hot that day. It was really hot. So the shade that you got from being in the cabana,
right,
was godsend. It was godsend. So okay, so we were also kind of spent after that, because basically the entire time we were drinking, moving around, dancing every so often, we were exhausted because the party went from what, like 10 to 6?
Oh yeah, a lot of couples kind of take some performance enhancers to kind of get through the day and just keep going and keep playing. But we had to go take our little midday nap.
Yeah.
To kind of power up for the nighttime. In that moment, in that process, we missed an orgy.
Yeah.
That we got invited to. You know, you lose some, you win some.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, it was fine. Because, and that was the thing, it's, everything is a trade-off. And I think, like, we have recommended to people that are, that ask about secrets and are like, yeah, we're thinking about going for 5 days. Absolutely not. No. Secrets is it's a marathon. It really is. Like I said, we were only there for 2 days and we were fucking exhausted. Just simply because there is so many things going on and you kind of want to do everything. So like the trade-off to missing the orgy and getting some sleep is that for the red dress party they had Saturday night, they had aerialists, they had fire dancers, they went fucking hard. They had go-go dancers, everybody was beautiful. We met a ton of people, but like I don't think our friends came out until 11, 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah, they came in later. We were there kind of from the jump, kind of talking to people, kind of meeting, mingling, and things like that.
Yeah. Weird thing happened. So, like, once our friends came out and we started, like, talking to them, this night, this was Saturday, there were a lot more people there. Like there was a line to get into the club, the line for to get into the playroom could not even compare. You couldn't compare Friday night's line to Saturday night's line. Like it came out of the play area all the way to like the gate. People were waiting in line to get in there. But yeah, there were a few characters running around, but there were also like an increase in security, which I appreciated, because if anybody was acting weird, they got them out.
Right.
Pretty quickly. We were talking to some friends, and then someone dressed as, like, this guy dressed as the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Jared Leto's Joker or Heath Ledger's Joker?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Vividly, but I do remember it was a Joker kind of set up, and him kind of coming up and roaring or like yelling or something like that, and then sitting down at a couch next to us, and then getting up and kind of doing kind of the Catholic
cross. And just like talking and laughing to himself.
I was like, he's on a whole nother level.
But they got him out, so that was reassuring. So after that, I think we, so one of the other couples that we were hanging out with, they were like us. They drove to Secrets. So we all had to get up early the next morning to get home. So, but we didn't want to, the entire time I wanted to experience the dungeon because I have a kink for pain. I'm not a masochist.
You kind of are. You slightly are.
But I wanted to experience the dungeon, And I told everybody, I was like, yeah, no, y'all can, you know, try out the different, I called them weapons at the time. I was like, y'all can try out the different tools on me. So we were, the dungeon wasn't like packed like that. So we were walking around. We didn't really know anything about any of the items they had or the names of, I can't remember what's the name of that thing that's kind of shaped like a horse saddle. It's got a name to it, and it, like, it vibrates.
You know, I'm terrible.
I know. If somebody's listening and they know the name.
It's not the simian? Or
I think it's a simian.
It well, is. Well, no, because doesn't that have, like, the...
No,
the
yeah, yeah. This one was... This yes, was, this one was bigger, and it didn't vibrate.
Yeah, because it's not penetrating you at yes. all, right? Yeah.
You, it can penetrate you.
Oh, wait, it can? So it is a simian,
yeah. Right? No, there, so there was one that could penetrate you on one side, and there was like a bigger one on the other side. I thought you held onto one and sort of rode it like you were on a horse or something, but I could be completely wrong. I don't know. I didn't know that that our room came with a handheld bidet.
Yeah, no, I'm a complete novice, noob at BDSM.
Same. I mean. But yeah, so one of the mistresses in the room kind of saw us walking around, and she came and she showed us around, told us about like the different tools. And she kind of noticed that I was a little very much so interested in experimenting. And so she told me that, oh God, what did she say? She just said that, you know, I would call her mistress and, you know, not submitting to what she says would yeah. induce pain or something like that.
So she started to kind of create a scene with you. And I learned in the BDSM world, it's called a scene.
Oh.
So okay. Where we, in the lifestyle and swinger community and things like that, mm-hmm. we'll call like a play session.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scene.
Okay. I'm learning. Okay. Yeah,
I just figured that one out too.
Oh, okay. Okay. So yeah, she was creating a scene. So the first thing she told me to do was to like get on my knees, and I was wearing, I can't remember. Like I was wearing these like cutout panties.
When I say your ass, look, I've told you this where I remember seeing you kind of, did she have a collar or
she
something
did.
Yeah.
She had a collar.
And you kind of walked you over to where she was going to kind of strap you and harness you in.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you kind of crawling
mm-hmm.
in like a dog position
yeah.
on all fours. And I remember seeing your ass because, you know, I love ass, legs, and my feet. So I'm just kind of looking over and I see this. I'm like, I'm so hard right now.
I remember because afterwards, we both wanted to fuck, but we were so tired.
Yeah. And my thing is, like, I'm not too into BDSM. I'm not into pain and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, I do it for you because I know it's your kind of kink.
Yeah.
For me, I don't really get anything out of it.
Yeah.
But there are some, like, snapshots in it mm-hmm. where I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Said, I like this.
I kind of thought about that, too. So I kind of tried to do, like, wait, like it was hard because the floor was hard and I was on my knees without like any protection, but I like purposefully tried to like sway my ass as I was like crawling because I was like, okay, maybe somebody, I was like, my undies are cute, maybe so she strapped me into like the one that's like shaped like an X. I'm so sorry that
it wasn't, no, it wasn't even X. You were in the one that's like a web,
the net. Oh
yeah,
it was like a web,
like a chain link web.
Yeah, I don't know if it has a specific name. I'm sorry.
It definitely does, but we're so...
We're learning. I'm sorry, y'all. But she put me on there, and, like, basically everyone in the group, she gave them tools. And honestly, I was very, like, overstimulated because she put... The collar was still on my neck, and she put a blindfold over me, so I couldn't see. She told me about the hand signs for, you know, slow down, for stop, for more... and she made me be very vocal.
Yeah.
So like whenever she would let the others use the tools on me, she used the most painful tools, and I had to, you know, say thank you, mistress, more mistress. And she was also she was also very nice. Maybe this was like a BDSM thing, but she like rubbed my head and told me, you know, that I did very well and everything. So the thing was, at the beginning of the episode, as you might remember, we discussed why the drive home was difficult for me.
Your ass was a whole new color.
My ass was literally, now we, I do bruise easily. Owen will tell you, I'm clumsy as fuck. I will hit like my knee on the side of a bed and it'll be like green. When I tell y'all that night, I could not sleep on my back because of how much every part of my ass hurt. When we got home and looked in the mirror, my ass was purple and blue. It was purple and blue and like just in different spots, but mainly like close to the ass crack. I could not sit straight. I could not sit comfortably for at least 2 weeks. We were icing my ass for a solid week. And she did talk to us about aftercare. The reason why my ass was that color was because at the end, and this was kind of like my breaking point, like I couldn't do, we were going for like 20, 30 minutes of like BDSM, of y'all just straight like, you know, using feathers, using like different tools on me and everything. Yeah. The last tool was this paddle with different sized holes in it. I'm sure there's a reason why this hurts most.
Probably because it like suctions kind of as it hits you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess so. That I'm assuming you're right. But my ass was a different color, and we took turns driving home. And I felt so bad for you because I knew how tired you were. So we got stuck in traffic, and like my turn driving, like you did 5 hours and I did like six hours and like 10 minutes. My ass was screaming that entire drive home. Like I really wanted to put ice in my pants or something. It was not something I should have done that much the evening of us having to drive home. And like literally I was like by the time we got home, I took off my pants and I was like, I got to see what's going on. And I remember going into the bathroom and you walking by and being like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was like a rainbow of different colors.
But I liked the experience. Was like, that's the thing. I do have a BDSM kink. I am a bit of a masochist. Owen slaps me on my ass like really hard during sex. And I'm like, sometimes it makes me come. But like you also do this thing where like after like a slap, you'll like rub it, and like when you bite that, oh my God, it's, what are you doing to me? Like, yeah, it's hot. But overall, yes, Secrets was really, really fun. I really liked it. And the people were so nice. Everyone was so great. We had a really good experience.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed, and I told you, I really enjoyed Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed the vibe. Like I said, it was kind of more of a spring break for adults, so everybody was very welcoming and weren't afraid to say hello, mm-hmm. and kind of introduce themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very easy meeting new people.
Yeah.
And just enjoying yourself, just kind of letting loose.
Yeah. I definitely agree. When are we going again?
Beginning of June. So like, I think it's like June 3rd or 4th.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. I would say if you're going for the 4th of July, I don't even know if they have availability anymore.
It's rough.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll be there in June for Owen's birthday. Yeah. Have some fun.
The big 2-1.
2-1, yeah. Turning 20 years old, you old bastard. But yeah, As always, if you have any funny or interesting or crazy almost, don't forget to shoot us an email at almostswingers@gmail.com. We really appreciate all the feedback that we've been given about like any of the episodes, how to make it better, or even like some ideas on places to try. But thanks so much for listening and being here and joining us for another episode. We hope y'all come back for episode 7, and we'll see you then in the Almost Swingers podcast. Bing, 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 bing